Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. Hey, it's me, Tanner, the host of Cozy Cryptid. You know, the podcast about monsters and, like, lore and, like, aliens and paranormal crap. We're going to try something. We'll try watching old movies, old, like, movies about monsters and horror movies and whatnot, and doing a little commentary. I might have guests on to help me on, or to do it myself. I don't know. Let's see how it goes. But first movie we're going to watch was recommended to me on TikTok. It's called Saturday the 14th. And we're going to watch it right after this intro music to the podcast. Okay? Alrighty, I just hit play. Now we're movie started. Now we're looking at a wolf. It's like animated. He's like howling, coughing. By New World Pictures Incorporated presents. Ooh, lightning stroke. The animated bat came out. It's Richard Benjamin. Okay. The bat has glasses, sunglasses. It's Paula Prentice, lightning stroke, and title Saturday the 14th, in like a bloody goopy font. It's red. Jeffrey Tambor. A little snake came out of the branch. It's like yellow with blue dots. Severe Denon. The bat has a little band-aid on its wing. It just flew in the tree. Carl Michelson, Akari, little hornet flew by from left to right. Kevin Brando, Rosemary Day Kemp. A window came in, opened up light, and bugs flew into it. Stacy Keach Sr., Carol Androsky, Roberta Collins, Nancy Lee Andrews. The bat is now completely bandaged up. He fell, hit the tree and he fell. And a bunch of eyes came out, opened up, like in the windows in the dark and stuff. Music composed by Palmer Fuller. Lightning struck again. Now it's raining. Okay. I like this animation style. It's very like, what's that comedy group from UK? It's really funny. The Monty, something Monty, there's a hands coming on the ground. Directed by Howard R. Cohen. Howard R. Cohen. That sounds familiar. Alright. Bugatti. there's a man and woman in a Bugatti in their the cool car. Oh, I know this guy. The same guy from like Hellboy, and he's really funny. Yeah, talking about children, and he's made a joke like a. Okay, they're asking about like the basement, so they're obviously some kind of vampire, but filling it with earth. And then doing a flashback, so they're trying to get to the house for some reason. Very interesting. So the sister, so they're reading a will, and the sister like never got like a bunch of overdue library books. That's pretty funny. It's. So another guy got the house. Okay. They seem very happy. They have him and his wife have children, apparently. The guy's was choking. Okay. Okay, now I see the woman. It's holding like a teddy bear. Okay. They were looking at like a really nice house. Across the yard from the actual house, and she turned around and she's very disappointed now, and it's very funny. That's very funny. That's nice. Oh, okay. So now we have, they came into the front door and there's like dust and cobwebs everywhere. Interesting. Okay. So the lady that said they need a little cleaning up. So I'm expecting like a montage of him like cleaning the house and stuff. The dog doesn't want to come to the house. That's very telling. Billy's gone. Billy's her son. And they're not looking. Billy calling out his name. While the daughter just sits there in the front door, and the door slowly closes behind her. Closes and a mirror, door closed, and a mirror fell and broke. Black cat came by. And the daughter is like looking around. It's very dark. It's pretty like a jump scare. It's very tense. Very foreboding. Little eyes are moving in pictures. Coat rack fell down. Oh, well, this kid is like fixed the parent electrician because he has fixed the fuse box on it. That's cool. Daughter very scared, very creeped out by the house, being comforted by her parents. Now the vampire couple are in the car talking. Well, there's a found it. The. What's it called? What's that thing called? Something that's like. I forget what it's called. I forget the term. Like an object that, in the movie or book that seems to be all end all of like the plot. So, daughter and son are in the living room watching TV, but they can't get nothing but Twilight Zone on. Oh, by the way, I love the Twilight Zone. It's really fun and really interesting topics they cover. I really like the one with like the guys like in a bank and he loves Reed and like there's a atom bomb and everyone dies and like he can finally have Reed now because no one's better to bother him, but now he's like and his glasses break like ha ha, got you. Okay, so the husband and wife are like cleaning up in the kitchen and the husband found a note. And it says, he found a note that said, don't open the book. The Book of Evil. Then it cut. Sorry. Then it cut to the son, like, sitting in a chair, opening a book called The Book of Evil. It says, get bad on Friday the 13th, but get worse on Saturday the 14th. Oh, so the little picture of a thing that came out. Oh, this monster is cool. It's very cool creature design. It has like long, like a stemmy eyes that go vertical. And then there's a mummy of some kind. Very neat. Very cool makeup and design. Oh, little rat took a plate of food. What's this guy? Another picture. Another creature came out of the book. So this kid is like opening pages. It's like turning pages. And as he turns them, the creatures from the pictures are coming out of the book. That's very cool. You're like a little effect on the image, a little special effect, then it cuts to the actors in the costumes coming into frame. And it's simple, but very well done. Yeah, lady, it's the middle of the night. This lady came in, it's like walking around. Ooh. She's attacked by a monster. She got dragged off, and there's like blood squirting on her purse. Similarly, from her blood. This is a bat. It's like it's flying pretty stationary outside the window. Now one of the creatures is just walking around making creaky wood noises in the daughter's room. This guy's like keeps like knocking stuff around. Yeah. There's a monster right there behind you. Okay, there's a monster like right behind him, and he's doing like the same thing as like what parents do when children have nightmares about monsters, trying to comfort him and make sure that he's safe. And but there's like a monster right behind him. That's funny. Where'd the wife go? Okay, the wife is gone. She was right next. She was laying there, in the bed with him, when he got up to. Now she's gone for some. Where'd she go? Yeah, he's looking for her. Okay. The son is like talking to the monster. Was talking to the monster, and the monster growled at him. And he was able to like comprehend what he was saying. Very interesting. Now the husband is looking for the wife, and the wife is like has a flower. It looks very like under a spell. Oh, she got bit by a vampire. This is a cool design. He's like furry. He's like hair. And the monster like touched a book, and like sparks came out of him. Yes. So the child is like fighting the monster off with the book. and the monster keeps backed away. It's very cool. And it fell off. And like he kept backing up towards a window and he eventually fell out of the window. And that's very... And he fell off. So we just learned that the monster, the book, has an adverse effect on the monsters. So the vampires were been looking for this book to troll the world. So that's like a thing they've been looking for. So the husband and wife have been eating breakfast, eggs, toast, and bacon. And like there was a monster that looked, peered into the window and the flowers died. And I think they did it through like time lapse. So they're discussing who did the dishes, and neither the daughter, husband, or wife have done the dishes. So they're presuming the son did the dishes, but they just found a glove, like a giant glove, in the sink. And the daughter just sat on the couch and turned on TV, and she's like watching TV, right? And the couch is like torn up and old and antiqued. So the house, the parents are leaving the house to like fit. So parents are leaving the house. So I expect the kids are going to get some shenanigans while they're gone. Okay, daughter's gonna have a bubble bath. She's like drawing a bath for herself. Oh, there's a monster in the tub. Little mini, like a little tiny dorsal fin is popping up. It's like swimming in a bath. It's a very small tub. Just trying to get into. The phone's ringing, and she's like, she was about to go in the tub and checks her brother too. Okay, telephone company calls and tell her the phone's gonna be out of service for an hour. So now they don't have. So an explanation for why they can't contact the police or something is if they can't, something happens. So he says doors off, tub coming on. And the daughter's getting in the tub. Let's see. And she notices the creature in the tub with her. Keep saying again, doors off. She's pulled out a rubber duck. She screamed. Oh, it's like the monster from Lagoon Monster. She's obviously scared and she's screaming. Excuse me, miss. Have you seen anything of a large old book? He's very polite. Daughter's freaking out, has a towel around her. She's got a tub, and she's like running and screaming for her brother. Okay. Okay, the creature is like coming downstairs and he's making very satisfying like plop, plop noises. As he's and okay, so okay, the brother's going upstairs to get his book because he learned. If you remember, we learned that okay, the mother didn't move the book when she cleaned up the room. Okay, the daughter and the Black Lagoon Monster are like in the kitchen or some room, and there's a table between them, and they're going like trying to juke each other, but they're at a standstill, and she's scared, obviously. Oh, she tripped on the rug. Okay. Okay, the policeman come outside. Okay. Okay, the policeman coming in. There's like cavalry music playing. He has a gun drawn. Shot the lock. Oh my god. Here we go. He's gonna shoot him. You shot him, but it seems to be no effect on the monster. So, now we just learned that the monsters aren't vulnerable to bullets, or at least regular bullets. The monster appears to also bleed red blood. It's very distant. And the daughter passed out from, she like fainted from shock. Okay, so the brother is like shaking, trying to wake up the sister to help her, to help him get the book. The daughter is like, sank into the bathtub. For some reason, the brother put the sister in a bathtub. Help protect her, I guess, for some reason. And just hid the policeman's hat. It fell on the floor. Debbie, the mother walked in the bathtub with the daughter, and she woke up the daughter, and she woke up screaming. Okay, daughter is explaining, keeps saying that the house is creepy, and the mother is saying there's something wrong with the house. She's cleaning the window, cleaning the mirror. Daughter's getting dressed. It's a very small bathroom. Okay, talking about a party now. So, okay, they're gonna have a party at the Saturday the 14th. It's very cool. How you guys doing, by the way? You doing all right? The son seemed very stressed out. The father is making a sandwich, and the son is hungry. He's trying to talk about the book and about how the... All right. Okay. The daughter and son are... Daughter and mother came back from the grocery store and they have a bunch of groceries. Oh. And the daughter's talking about how the vampires... We're trying to first buy the house. Or looking for the Book of Evil. Okay, he's putting peanut butter on a slice of bread. If he puts that peanut butter with that sandwich or like a bunch of deli meat on it, I'm gonna gross. No, why? Oh my god, dude. You put like peanut butter with that deli sandwich. That's disgusting, dude. Okay, the wife, the mother, is the cleaning, and she got like a duster from the closet. She's hearing some kind of creature make a noise. She's investigating it. She's wearing like a red bandana that's tied up in a bow. And you see a rat, I think. Or that cat. Okay. She found a black cat. It was a black cat, actually. And she's like trying to coax it into. She's okay. She's up in the attic, and there's like a bunch of stuff that's dusty, like bird cages, and a carriage, a baby stroller. I mean, like, you know. Oh, a bat. Obviously, like, fake bat. It's like. And she's getting, like, attacked by the bats. She's ripping her clothes. You know, bloodied and nicked everywhere. It's very overwhelming, this scene. Now the bats are gone. Disappeared. Did she imagine it? Oh, there's a vampire guy. Sitting in the window. He's doing like a. Telepathic. Thing. With the wife. Okay, so. The son. So the sandwich that I made was like half eaten. Right. So I think the son said he ate it, the sandwich, but I think he's lying, trying to cover up for the monster. So the husband is calling the exterminator. Get the bats out of the attic. Three, two, one, Van Helsing. Oh, so exterminator is Van Helsing. As you know, he's the character from like Dracula that helps kill Dracula in the novel. So Elm Street, I believe that's on, like, it's like Friday the 13th, right? Or not Friday the 13th, but Nightmare on Elm Street. Yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street. Is this the same street as, like, Nightmare on Elm Street, you know? So Valson came in, And he's looking forward. So Van Helsing's acting about an old book's. So the Van Helsing is going to stay overnight. And he's like lifted his arms up and with his cape. And the wife's seen it. And he's like, she's freaking out. The daughter's gonna start cooking the roast that they cooked. And this little rat guy in the fridge. She's in the kitchen getting roast out. Oh, there's a head. Soon all dead. About the head, it's obviously a head on the kitchen table right now. That's crazy. Oh, now she sees the head, okay. She saw the head, she freaked out and dropped the roast pan. And so the husband. Daughter, the wife is like in the bed, like seems to be dissociated, and the husband is comforting her. The daughter's screaming. Okay, so the head's gone, and now it's, like, replaced. Now there's, like, a cooked roast. By the way, someone wrote, like, soon all dead on the window. D-E-D. Okay, she's freaking... Okay. The wife doesn't want to eat any food. And the husband said, there's a lot of garlic in it. And she's like, doesn't seem very pleased with the idea there's garlic in the food. Okay, so they're talking about how the wife could be pregnant. Okay, so Vanessa's explaining how the book is causing troubles to everybody at the family. And son is very distraught by this, realizing that he's causing all this chaos. The Book of Evil. Okay, so they're trying to look for So, so the vampire is like talking to the wife telepathically, has her under spell, and trying to get coax her into getting the book for him.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay. So there. So the vampire couple are like being a couple, right? And the wife is like assuming it to the vampire husband is attracted to the mother. Okay, the daughter's like sleepwalking, and there's like a bunch of like smoke in the hall or like vapor. The koala, okay. So the daughter's looking for the kitchen. Or the bathroom, and she ended up in the kitchen, where there's a bunch of like creatures, like ransacking the place. They're like trashing the place, like frat boys. Because another creature, there's like eating sloppily. They're like smashing juice boxes and make trashing the place pretty much. Okay, so it's very like smoky, misty out, and daughter's trying to find her way. As they're like, there's a the black lagoon creature is like trying to grab her, and since it's so like misty, smoky in the place, it's keep missing each other. Her daughter's gotten to bed. Cover. Parker. Yeah. No. Harker. Okay. So Van Helsing is like saw the two vampires and talking about how he's stronger. He's drinking. So they can't leave the house. Okay, talking about garlic, how there's so much garlic in the house, they couldn't sing. Okay, so they're wanting to make sure everybody's happy at the party. He wants like positive energy at the party, so make sure everyone's happy, make sure all the festivities are nice. Okay. So Saturday 14th. So they're getting ready for a party. Enough screaming on the other end of the phone. She picked up the phone and... $0.15, okay. That's... It's like 10 o'clock. And the mother is like... still in a daze. What? The wife is like obviously turning into a vampire. She has like bed, like earth, dirt in her bed, sleeping on day. trying to bite her husband. Yeah. So they got some stuff for the party, some Doritos and snacks. Oh, God. Okay. Try and get some help. Get the party set. So now the guy can't come in outside. Can't go back outside. Okay, so he's going. So the idea is like the party they're gonna have will give much of like positive energy to help counteract the evil of the book. This fly trap. Feed me. Okay, it's like as a candle shaped like that. Okay, the people arrived, the doorbell. The wife's come downstairs for the white flowy dress. Their in-laws, extended family. Okay. So all the standard family came in for a party. They're all talking and associating through the little Okay. The aunt is like being nosy, looking at stuff, and she found the closet for her coat. The coat is moving. The coat grabbed her. And now she's stuck in the closet. Oh, the slave just took a dish and put it in her purse. Sneaky little thing. Yeah. Okay, so the wife of the police officer that was killed earlier is now asking about where she's seen her husband. So now we have two electric cat owners because the family first gave her one, now the neighbors gave her one. Zachary. Okay, so the reason that the wife can't be around. Yes, okay. Right. Okay. So we're looking for the book. He's talking about how the book can't be, Okay, try to find a boy. Everyone's like excited for the electric can opener and looking for the son. Seems to have gone missing. Okay. What? Okay, that cool special effects. And there's like monsters like just like on their side doors and stuff. The husband's like, and people are like looking for the son. Billy and Ooh. A fixer upper? The wife is like, sees her husband's head on the table, and she's like talking to him like he's actually still there alive, but he's just a head on the table. People were getting like picked off one by one by the monsters. It's a very cool movie. I like this movie a lot. Okay, so okay. 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 The vampire couple has the son. He has a book with him. Okay. So Van Helsing is actually the bad guy. Interesting. He's talking about all the bad things he's going to do, but like famine and... So they're having like a standoff and they're making like creepy noises and spells.
Okay.
Okay, so the vampires were actually the good guys. They're trying to... Cool. So the vampires were actually the good guys. That's the end. So Van Helsing was actually the evil character, the antagonist of... But you know that, that's... Very cool. Nice. Okay. So credits are rolling. Has very nice 70s music are playing right now. Oh, well, this has been me, Tanner, did a little commentary, a little expose of whatever you call it, of Saturday the 14th. This is a very cool movie. I very enjoyed it very much. Thank you for recommending it to me. Next up, we have... Next episode, we'll do another movie. Let's see here. And I'll catch you later, okay? See ya.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.